that's where I found my friendship with Ms. Megan. She used to come by and we'd go to lunch. Because I had a kitchen. Mr. Maybe's dead. He died, had a heart attack. He had a heart attack when I was over at the University of Alabama. I haven't seen her this year because I haven't called her up. And the last time she called me, she always likes to go out and eat. And she took me to Crawfordsville. There's a place named Shay's that is the best fish.
Really?
It's fresh, and Crawfordsville is not very far, you know. And that was some of Dr. Pereiro's patients or something like that. She knew about it. And we went down there, but she said to me, Miss Juanita, she called me Miss Juanita because Rosie and all of them did, you know, she's just doing it for fun. Why don't you ever call me? And I told Ev, I felt real bad about it. But I'd forget about it. And if I'm going to call her, it means we got to go out somewhere and eat. Either walk her or, I don't know, she likes to go places. But I am going to call her because I'm very fond of her.
Remember when we went to see Robert in Brunswick?
Mm.
Remember when we went to see his son in Brunswick?
Went to see Robert. Yes.
Are they still in Brunswick?
No, Robert's here. Something was wrong with Robert. I don't know what it was. He couldn't learn. He had a learning disability. He really did. Now, Joe is here. He has a little Mongolian child.
Really?
But he's got a little boy, as cute as he can be. She took me over there. What didn't they do? They sat up 24 hours a day.
That was the roughest house you had, wasn't it, Camp Sam?
Yes,
you
because
had to do all the controlling. You didn't
yeah,
have
I was in control. No, there's nothing, no one there except me. Oh, we had a woman that lived next door to us back in a little treehouse back there, garage apartment, named Miss Henderson, and her mother was real old. She taught over at the university, and a man named Palmer lived there, who was related to Hester. Well, whoever. We talked about it when I first went there, but I forgot about it. And so Miss Henderson was busy calling the police to everything that would happen over at Campus Inn if the boys made a little noise. And I had a running feud with that woman because, I mean, you know, the boys, this would be like 8 or 9 o'clock at night. And they would be singing in the tub or shower or up their house playing around. They didn't bother me. But she called the police. Make me so mad. I called her up one day. I said, you call the police one more time and I'm going to really fix you. I haven't figured out what I'm going to do. I am not having the police come up to a place where I live. Well, you better quiet those boys down. Blah, 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 blah. I said, well, you just better move. That's what you better do. What was it I did to her? I can't remember what it was. Oh, her mother went somewhere. She took her mother somewhere and she's over there, but I wasn't going to aggravate the poor woman, but her mother. And I told the boys to buy some firecrackers and I had those boys to shoot firecrackers off. Over there all night long. And I told Mr. Palmer what I was going to do because he couldn't do anything with her. She was a nuisance. And so they shot firecrackers all night long. And I called her the next morning. I said, now, I want you to know that I'm the cause of those firecrackers being shot off over there. And every time you call the police, I'm going to have them go back and shoot firecrackers over there. What that mean? But you don't know that old woman. She was a mean old hussy if I've ever seen one.
Did she stay there?
Yeah, she stayed there. She was there when I left. But she sure did. She let me alone. She sure as heck did. Because Mr. Palmer, she'd go tell him and he wouldn't do a thing about it. He said, those boys don't worry me. And said, Ms. Gibbs is nice the neighbors I ever had. They don't bother me. They don't do anything all that bad. I can't remember. That's been so long ago what all those boys did do.
Tell me about that sad little boy that committed suicide.
Oh, Father. This little boy named Wally His family owned and operated Bowles Military Academy in Jacksonville.
Wally Bowles.
No, it wasn't. His name wasn't Bowles.
I shall never forget his face.
I never will either. I've got a picture of him. He's redheaded. Smart. Ooh, he's one of these geniuses. Well, he had been brought up in that military school. He hated it. Anything in the world to do with military, he hated it. Well, in those years, you had to go to ROTC. Well, Wally would go and march in that ROTC and come back and throw up the rest of the day, making sense.